This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. If you're cash-strapped, and who isn't, this time of year can be rough. So you say to yourself, to help make ends meet, someone or something has got to be cut. But if you're low income, it probably won't be your charitable giving. And here's why. Poorer folks tend to give more to charity than richer ones. It's true. According to a study by the Chronicle of Philanthropy, it found that those who earn $50,000 to $75,000 donate about 8% of their discretionary income. Now, that's twice as much, percentage-wise, as those making above $200,000. Paul Piff is a researcher at UC Berkeley, and he studied this phenomenon. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tony. Thanks so much for having me on. It's really a pleasure.
Glad to have you. You'd think, though, Paul, that not having as much would make a person stingy, more protective of their limited resources. But apparently, that is not the case. So why are lower-income people more inclined toward charitable giving?
That's right. That's really a curious pattern that we've been documenting in upwards of, at this point, 30 different studies. And what we've been finding is that people who have less give more. And that's in part because when you study the psychology of having less and the psychological features of poverty, you find that people on the lower ends of the economic ladder are a little more sensitive to the needs of other people. They're a little more empathetic and compassionate. And as a result, they know what it's like to be in need, and they know how significant and profound an impact on a person's life even small acts of charity can have. And it's really as a result of these really just basic tendencies to really be sensitive to other people, they tend to be more generous.
Does this mean that wealthy people are less compassionate?
Indeed. We've documented this across a lot of different kinds of studies, and even when in our lab, researchers have looked at what happens when I show a person images of other people suffering, and if I measure even their physiological activity, so their heart rate, on a basic physiological level, wealthier individuals show less compassion, show less responsiveness even to raw and profoundly impactful images of other individuals suffering. Wealth, we're finding, gets you to be a little more disengaged from other people, a little more sort of focused on yourself. And as a result, it creates this kind of buffer, this kind of insularity between yourself and other people.
Now, you've done some social experiments that have led you to the conclusion that the poor do, in fact, give more. Tell us about a couple of those.
One of the first experiments that we ran on this basic issue, we used this standard measure that's used by economists and by social psychologists. It's called the dictator game. Participants came into the lab and we actually gave them $10, 10 physical dollars, and said that it was up to them to decide how many of these dollars, if any, they wanted to share with an anonymous person that they'd been partnered with in the study. So it's a stranger. We tell participants that they've been partnered with the stranger, that they can keep the $10 or decide if they want to give any of these dollars away to this other person. But they'll never meet the other person. The other person will never meet them. So it's totally anonymous. There's really no reason necessarily for a person to give unless they're feeling inclined to be generous. And what we found, surprisingly at the time, was that individuals who have less, so even those individuals who, say, make under $15,000 a year, were giving, on average, somewhere around seven of their $10 away to this other person, compared to people who are, by all standards, relatively wealthy. Individuals who made $200,000 or $250,000 a year were only giving away, on average, about two or three of those dollars.
How would you characterize the difference between a wealthy person making a philanthropic donation, building something really big that we read about in the news, and compare that to what someone of lesser means is able to give?
There are really notable examples of wealthy individuals and super rich individuals, people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, who make these very philanthropic acts. And they're often public acts. Sometimes a wealthy individual will, say, donate millions of dollars to build a new gymnasium or a new kind of facility at their alma mater. And while those are notable acts of philanthropy and are importantly very, very generous, those kinds of public acts often come with all sorts of other kinds of gains for the person who does that act. So a person who gives will gain recognition in their peer groups, they'll gain esteem, they'll gain respect. And there's 20 years of research on this basic idea, but whether those acts are motivated by one's real generosity or are they in part motivated by a person's desire to gain status and recognition and prestige. But the kinds of generosity that we look at in the lab are not ones that are going to gain a person respect and recognition in their groups. They're anonymous. So we're just looking at whether or not you want to help out another person. It's not whether or not you're willing to do something to gain status in your group. It's whether you want to give up something that you might value, money, time, or something else, to help out another person, even if you don't stand to gain one bit from that act.
Fascinating information, and thank you so much for sharing it with us today. Paul Piff is a research scientist and postdoctoral scholar at UC Berkeley. Again, Paul, thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Tony. Thanks so much.